CTC Director Scott Dunlap has set this production of The Importance of Being Earnest in a modern-day public library. The library contains all of the things that one would expect, like books and shelves and a front desk and seating made up of couches and benches scattered about. And the walls are flanked with posters of famous books like Catcher in the Rye and The Picture of Dorian Gray. Dunlap has a reason for wanting to modernize this Victorian-era high comedy of manners.
As I was doing my research on design and period and everything, I just didn't want it to feel stodgy or old or classic or like anything that anybody had ever seen before. So we actually have taken this script verbatim. We've even included some stage directions and things like that, but we've set it in a public library. And the people in the library become the characters. And this allows for a lot of surprises, costume-wise and set-wise and prop-wise, you know, of them scattering to find what, you know, and create a tea service out of things that you would find in a public library.
The main character in The Importance of Being Earnest is Jack Worthing. Anthony Mrotek plays Jack in this production.
He's the one that kind of creates the character of Earnest, his brother. And he's actually a very, I don't know if well-to-do is the correct term for him, but he's put in a position of authority where he lives in the country. And he actually creates this character so he can go into London and have fun and just let loose. It's kind of creating a different identity so that no one knows who he is and nobody cares who he is, so he can have all kinds of fun and run up a lot of bills and not have to worry about the creditors coming after him and get thrown in jail and nobody knows who he is. Nobody from his small portion of society knows who he is, and nobody's following that. And then he gets to brag about it when he actually does go home and see, this is my brother and this is what happened and this is what he got into, and everybody ends up hating his brother and it's really just him. So it's, for him, it's fun. It's enjoyable. He creates this whole other personality that he gets to go and do anything he wants with. It's a whole new life for him. And he meets these friends and he falls in love while he's in this other personality. And then he ends up, everything kind of comes back to him in his small little town and in his small little life. And it affects him there. And that's where everything starts to go downhill like a snowball.
Joanna Key plays Gwendolyn, the woman with whom Jack has fallen in love, in Oscar Wilde's comedy.
It's been really fun playing Gwendolyn because she's very snooty. And so I get to go, you know, and she's very committed to everything she says, but she doesn't really say very much of anything.
But there's a problem with the secret identity that Jack has created for himself. His love interest, Gwendolyn, really only wants to marry a man named Earnest.
In this secret life, he's met the most beautiful, perfect girl he could possibly imagine. The problem is she thinks his name is Earnest, and she has always had a girlhood dream of marrying a man named Earnest. She won't marry anyone else. He has to be named Earnest.
Do you really love me, William?
Passionately.
Oh, darling, you don't know how happy you've made me.
My own Earnest.
But do you mean to say you couldn't love me if my name wasn't Earnest?
But your name is Earnest.
Yes, of course. But supposing it was something else, could you say you couldn't love me then?
That is clearly a metaphysical speculation. And like most metaphysical speculations, has very little reference to the actual facts of real life as we know them.
Personally, darling, I don't much care for the name of Earnest. I don't think the name suits me at all.
It suits you perfectly.
Jack confesses his love for Gwendolyn to his newly met friend, Algernon Moncrief, who is also Gwendolyn's cousin.
I am in love with Gwendolyn. I have come up to town expressly to propose to her.
I want you to come for pleasure. I call that business.
How utterly unromantic you are.
But Algernon finds out that Earnest is really a secret identity that Jack uses while in London when he finds his cigarette case with the wrong initials carved into it. Jack tries to explain.
My name is Earnest in town and Jack in the country. And the cigarette case was given to me in the country.
Yes.
Algernon also finds out that Jack has a ward named Cicely, who lives at his home in the country. Algernon is interested to meet the pretty young niece that Jack speaks of. Joanne Keeling plays Cicely in this production.
Cicely Cardew. She is a very interesting young lady. She's about 18, and she has no family. She lives this kind of protected life in the woods with Uncle Jack. Her grandfather passed, and so she is a ward of Jack Worthing, who is one of the main characters. And she just has this fun little life. She makes up a lot of things and thinks that they're true. And her companion is Miss Prism, who I think you spoke with earlier. So that's where she gets her worldview, is from Miss Prism.
The importance of being earnest takes a twist when Algernon decides to visit this pretty young girl who lives under Jack's care in the country.
Being honest about who he is actually creates a lot of problems for him, because Algy is sort of a prankster and decides that he's going to mix things up a little bit and goes to Jack's house in the country pretending to be Ernest also, and meets his ward, who also wants to name someone by the name of Ernest, marry someone by the name of Ernest. So it's basically a comedy of manners, and it's silly. There's mistaken identities and all that sort of stuff. But it's really, really fun the way it plays out.
Oscar Wilde's play wouldn't be complete without Lady Bracknell, played by Becky Jordan in CTC's production.
She's a very protective, very domineering British Victorian matriarch. And Jack calls her a Gorgon. And then admits he doesn't really know what a Gorgon is, but he's sure that Lady Bracknell is one, so.
Wilde uses his character named Miss Prism almost as a plot device to bring about a happy ending in The Importance of Being Earnest. UTC theater professor Karen Henderson plays the role of Miss Prism in CTC's production.
She's sort of a private tutor slash teacher for Jack's niece, his ward, and she kind of has a crush on the local pastor, so they have a thing going. She kind of says some interesting things sometimes.
Dunlap describes his production of The Importance of Being Earnest as like a kind of flash mob of theater.
When you see a flash mob, these people have obviously rehearsed it. It's just in an unexpected way and in a different place than you expected, and that is the play. That's how we're doing it, is a flash mob sort of mentality. It adds to the fun and kind of heightens that thing that I think Wilde wanted, which was to make fun of society and the upper crust, and it allows us to do that.
The Importance of Being Earnest will end its run with a Valentine's Day benefit performance on February 14th. Oscar Wilde's successful play opened to packed houses in London on this holiday for romance 117 years ago. For more details, follow the links to our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, I'm Monessa Guilfoyle.